Hello and welcome to another episode of Outside the Box. We're back after the first few games of the Euros. I'm Leo and I'm joined by
Charlie,
OG,
Joe
and Baltazar.
Today we're going in-depth on football with a Euro special.
Okay, so should we start talking about the England squad that was put out against Croatia yesterday? It's been a bit of controversy between fans and Southgate. And so obviously Kieran Trippier started at left back. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, Chilwell, sure, are such strong left backs. You wouldn't think that they'd be left out. So it's quite surprising seeing a right back as well, because I think on the left back, it's so good because they can overlap the winger. And then they can just cross it in straight with that left foot. For Trippier, he had to cut back onto his right a lot and cross it in. I think there were lots of opportunities where a left back could have just got it straight in directly and more chances would have been created and more goals probably scored.
Yeah, someone like Chilwell has that crossing capability, I think. It was kind of missed out with Trippier, but I still think he did a very good job.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I reckon lots of teams having good left backs at the moment. England probably have the best two, I'd say. Scotland as well are up there with left backs.
Tierney and Robertson, yeah.
Tierney, best one out there. Robertson's all right as well.
Yeah.
Very good, but yeah.
But I reckon we talk about the main thing that happened in the Euros, Christian Eriksen. It was shocking. Bizarre, do you want to give us more thought onto that?
Yeah, it was so amazing, and the massive respect all the Denmark players, and especially the captain, Simon Kjær, when he went and like comforted the family and the kids. And then you even heard Romelu Lukaku talk about it in an interview afterwards. And he was saying how much it affected him because he's spending more time with Eriksen than he is with his own family.
Yeah, Lukaku, when he scored his goal, he was like, Chris, this one's for you.
Yeah, there's quite like a few players who have like, gave their goal to Eriksen, like Son and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it was horrible from the BBC though.
They didn't can you continue filming after he was down on the floor?
And then showing his wife crying uncontrollably, it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
No. But you'd have thought his heart problems would have been screened, possibly, because they do that a lot more nowadays.
Yeah.
And I know especially at Wellington, they do that in non-COVID times, so might have slipped through or something.
It was cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heart stopped beating.
Yeah.
CPR on the pitch from Simon Kjær again. What a hero.
Yeah.
And then they used defibrillators and he was awake.
Yeah, and that captain also got his team to surround them. So he
did such a great job.
Privacy.
As well as the ref acting so quickly to get like medics on the pitch and stuff.
Yeah, he stopped the game as soon as he went down.
Do you think it was right of them to continue playing the game afterwards?
Yes,
of course. You've got to keep the game
playing. Do you think they should have played it the next day or something?
No, not at all.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure the captain of Denmark was like talking about how they shouldn't have played all that Schmeichel, I think, maybe. But I don't think the players wanted to. But I think maybe it was the right choice. But
I don't think they should have played. Like, one of your mates just had a heart attack, basically, and 90 minutes later you've got to play a game of football. I don't really think it's like the right moment, right time. They should have at least delayed the game for like a later day.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I agree. They should have been like supporting Eriksen and then go to see him, look after him, etc. Rather than they suddenly say, "This the game's back on, start playing."
I mean, there's not a lot they could do in that period. The doctors are going to be with him, so I don't think they should have got in the way. I think they should have just kept playing like they did.
Yeah, I thought playing on was the right decision. I think if they stopped it, it would just become a bit more complicated for the schedule of Euros. And I think Eriksen would have wanted that, you know. So,
yeah.
All right, let's move back to the England game. Calvin Phillips, what a performance from him. Who expected that?
Yeah, I mean,
outstanding.
Set up loads of opportunities. And
in the midfield, what a pivot. Just tackling, creating. Even that volley at the start was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was really good. I was good to see that, yeah. One thing I don't really like about him is hairstyle. I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah.
Well, another big thing is how Italy have now been tipped by many to win. What do you think of this now?
Yeah, well, they play quite strong. 3-0 result. That's quite impressive.
Yeah.
Great performances from Immobile and people like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they're a strong team. I don't think they're going to win it because I think France is too strong. Yeah. But
maybe not in France, but like
I mean, England. Are you not believing in your own coach?
Yeah, come on.
I will support England as far as they get, but I don't think they're going to win it. I think they'll get semis, final, but I don't think they're going to win it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we win our group, which is looking quite likely now, because we've got Scotland and Czech.
Scotland are beating England.
I'm not sure about that.
We'll see.
I guess we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a biased opinion.
Yeah. I mean, if we win our group, then we're gonna have to like beat the best to win it, because we're gonna have to play like France, Portugal, Germany anyway.
Beezle, that's a bit of a expert in Group F. Would you like to give us a preview on the games there?
Yeah. So we have in this next week coming up, we have Hungary versus Portugal and Germany versus France. I think, in my opinion, I think Germany-France, best game of the tournament.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah.
Portugal-France is going to be a cracker as well.
Yeah, also as well, it's like revenge for 2016 Euro final. I think France will be winning, hoping to win that one. But I think, in my opinion, Germany-France, the two strongest teams in the tournament. And I think whoever wins that, it has a big chance, it is the team going through.
Now, what German players should we look out for this tournament?
I think Thomas Müller, he's been had an amazing season. I think he's going to do well in the Euros. I think Gnabry as well, he's an amazing player. He's young. And I think that, I mean, a lot of these players who are just coming up to the national team, you have, yeah.
Sorry some amazing for the players. Noises, by the way. We've got a driller just doing some work.
Yeah, upstairs, I think, it's quite an old work. Yeah, these are continue on, what would you say?
Yeah, so I mean, the German team looks very strong. I think Neuer has had an amazing season, and a lot of these players have been playing well. So hopefully they can continue their good form into the Euros.
Yeah, Lukaku, already a front runner for the Golden Boot. That's quite impressive from him.
Yeah, it's a brilliant performance. But onto some exciting news. We've got a new fantasy league upcoming.
Yeah.
So we'll have so should we see who's winning out of this then?
Yeah.
Let me guess, Joe, are you winning?
Looks like it.
Yeah, I think you're winning, mate. Good one. Yeah. But should we just do a talk of who's on everyone's team and why you've picked them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Joe, do you wanna go first?
Well, why not? So I think my main source of points so far has been Lukaku.
Yep.
Captains him, 20 points. I'm on 37 points currently. I was hoping Jack Grealish would get me some points, but didn't even start, which is another big talking point from that game. I had Simon Kjær in there, and I reckon he should have got about 150 points for that performance.
Yeah, good stuff from him, I think.
Yeah. I was really annoyed because I had that Finnish keeper on the bench, and he got 13 points.
I had the same guy on the bench.
I had him playing. So,
no way.
Yeah, I did.
That's lucky, that's lucky.
Wait, how many points are you on?
I'm not sure. I have lost my account
that's
right now.
Shame.
So
yeah, that's,
I'm,
that's happened to me as well.
Yeah. Maybe it's a glitch.
I made a new team, so...
Right, OT, do you want to share your team then?
Yeah, so I've got Robert Lewandowski as striker, as captain as well, as they're playing Slovakia tonight,
good
I
shift.
Think.
Tonight? Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
I mean, I've got Thiago in centres for Spain against Sweden.
Liverpool, Barca.
I think he's a good player. You know,
he's a good player.
Yeah. And then I've got Robertson at left back. Classic, you know, class player. What do you have, Charlie?
Well, I think my main point scorer as well has gone for Lukaku. Had an outstanding season and he's done well in the Euro so far. I've also got Memphis Depay.
Yeah.
He's looking good against... Who are they playing again?
They were playing Ukraine. It was a thriller of a game.
5 goals, isn't it? Something like that, yeah.
Brilliant goal from Yarmolenko as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I've also got Morata from Spain. I hope he'll score a few goals in his group.
Yeah, I got Moreno, so it's going to be tough. He's starting out.
Yeah, I'll have to change it if Moreno starts.
Yeah, I saw a couple of people with Lukaku as captain, so they've got quite a big points this week
from
him. 20.
Balthazar, do you want to run through yours?
Yeah, I have quite a controversial kind of team because I have a lot of Group F players. I have Ronaldo captained. I think he's going to get a couple goals against Hungary. Hopefully he gets a couple points there.
Are you taking him out after the game or are you going to keep him?
I don't know. I think if it doesn't take away points with this, like a transfer out, I might swap him out. Maybe put Lukaku in because he's looking very strong this Euros. Yeah, but I have Thomas Muller up from, I think he's having amazing Euros. Yeah, I've got Bruno Fernandes, Gnabry and Kante in the midfield. So that's, I'm not going to get too many points from that, but
I think every team's got Kante in the midfield. Yeah. I know mine has.
Such a bargain, 5.5 million, yeah. Very cheap.
But he's not really a point scorer, is he? He's not one in the goals and the assists.
Yeah, that is true.
He's more of someone
he's cheap in a lot of
points.
Things, like Fantasy Premier League as well. Yeah. But he doesn't get that many points for that exact reason.
Yeah, he doesn't lose points as well because you have like minus negative points for some people, but he always like manages to get relative like positive numbers.
Well, yeah, he's a midfielder though, as well. And they don't get minus points.
Yeah.
Really.
All right, I got another question for you guys. Are you still going with your prediction from the start?
What France winning? Yeah. I don't know. It depends on this, was it quarterfinals? Or is it England playing the runners-up of Group F.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be whoever tough. Wins that game, I feel like, is the strongest going into the final.
Yeah. Or you could argue the winner of Group F because that they've shown some like a lot of class.
Yeah, but England's a strong team and if they get beaten by a team that comes out of Group F like second place, I think that team's probably on track for the win.
Mm.
But I still think France should come first because they've just got such a strong team.
Well, I think that one could argue that loads of teams have very strong players. Like Germany, I think, very good players. England, very good players. Mm. I think France, quite an experienced team coming from winning the World Cup. So it's just a debate whether someone like England can take it home or is it just going to be France taking it again?
Yeah, only time can tell.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think it's such a nice thing to see the fans back in the stadiums. I think we mentioned this last week, but like, the atmosphere of the game yesterday was just so much better. Like the fans singing and stuff like that.
Yeah, it just provides another element to the sport.
Yeah.
That you don't get in big COVID one, times though. Where there's no fans. Feels empty.
Speaking of fans in a football stadium, it's quite funny. Yesterday I was watching the cricket and they were doing a Harry Maguire chant. It was quite funny to see. Yeah, but it's good to see the atmosphere around England winning the Euros is huge right now, so I just hope it comes home. What do you think about that, Joe?
I reckon with the fans backing, I'm getting 2018 World Cup vibes right now. So, yeah, the amount of times I've heard it's coming home as well as a joke in itself. So.
I think the song has gained popularity again.
Yeah.
All right, should we
move on to the transfer news? So Sancho to Man United. Big move there.
Every summer, it's back and forth every time. Dortmund want this amount. Man United pay like 10 million less. Dortmund don't accept. Transfer window ends. Next transfer window, Dortmund want the same amount. Man United don't do it. And yeah, it's not good.
I've never heard of this. How do you say it? The player Liverpool want?
Neuhaus. Also just been selected for a German team.
So. What do you think of
I think he's a really good player. I think he's got a lot of potential. He's young. And yeah, I think if Liverpool kind of develop him, he could really become an amazing like talent and amazing player in the future.
Where's he at now, club-wise?
I think it's like... I'm not 100%. It's somewhere in the Bundesliga. I think either Bremen or something like that.
It seems like loads of these young players are starting in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, you also have Kevin De Bruyne came from, he was in Wolfsburg for a while.
Yeah, Bellingham, obviously, bright England star.
Yeah.
17, youngest player in the Euros, I think it was.
Yeah, and I think also Jamal Musiala playing for Germany, also 17. Yeah, I think those two, the two 17-year-olds playing for the two major clubs in Germany.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna be like compared to like Foden and Mounter.
Yeah, so Chelsea closing in on Haaland. And PSG batting for Hakimi with a 56 million bid.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good battle. I want to see Haaland move club.
Yeah.
See him in a change of atmosphere, scoring in one of the bigger leagues.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting if he does come to the Premier League, whether he's on that same tier of playing.
I mean, I think he is, because, I mean, he showed himself for the Champions League, and I think that's the ultimate level. Because you have the best teams in the world playing, and you have, realistically, you don't really have a weak opponent.
Mm.
I mean, apart from some club from maybe Czech Republic.
Yeah, Hungary or something.
Yeah. But I do think Chelsea want Haaland, and they're going to spend a lot of their money trying to get him.
I mean, they have a £200 million budget to spend. So many players they can get with that. So I reckon Haaland, about 100 and above 100 mil, I'm pretty sure, I'd say.
Above 100 mil?
I think so. Haaland.
He's had an amazing season.
You say, how much did...
It was rumoured that we put in a bid for like 170.
For Haaland?
I saw that on TalkSport the other day. But
he's definitely really expensive now, especially all these youngsters from Bundesliga.
How much did Ronaldo go for from
Madrid to Juventus?
Yeah.
It was 100 mil or something?
Yeah, no, about 90 to 100 mil around that area.
I think it should be the same for Haaland then.
Yeah.
Until he proves himself to be one of the best.
But if Chelsea secure Haaland, I think they're winning the Premier League and possibly even the Champions League. Because they're an extremely strong team already, and that Haaland will just provide them a striker that they don't currently have on that tier.
I think Chelsea don't have enough experience, if I'm being honest. Because, I mean, you have a lot of these amazing players that are too young.
We just won the Champions League with these so-called inexperienced players.
I mean, yes, you did, except a lot of teams were forced to play each other, even though they had a good chance of winning it.
I mean, you can't argue with Chelsea. They beat Real Madrid. They beat Atletico.
That's true.
We haven't lost to Man City this year.
That's true.
And City are seen as the strongest team in England.
So. Yeah.
And I mean, you never know. I think United are going to be up there. If they get Jadon Sancho down,
I
reckon they're a real threat.
But I just think Tuchel and Chelsea are just such a match made in heaven. They're just going to be flying these next few seasons.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Also about Chelsea, Achraf Hakimi.
What a player.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Right mid, right wing back. 56 million Chelsea put in for him. I believe it's been rejected now.
Sorry, where does he play?
He plays at right mid and right wing back, Inter Milan.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He was on loan before to Dortmund from Real Madrid.
But I don't think we need another midfielder.
I don't think you need a right back, personally. You've got...
Yeah, we've got James. We've got so many midfielders. Pulisic that can come in. He can play wing or midfield, I guess. But
he's left wing.
Yeah, but he can play sort of left mid.
Right mid. Who do you play right mid?
We can play...
Ziyech, as anyone.
Ziyech.
But...
I think they're looking to move him on, actually.
Yeah, they're probably putting...
And then, I mean, you've also got Hudson-Odoi. He's a brilliant young talent, but I don't
think he's ready yet. He just gets injured too much,
Give him a couple years, then he's going
to
be...
He needs to, because he's shown great promise in the under-21s, I think it is, and he's been scoring some amazing goals in that. I think he just needs to mature a bit and hopefully get rid of this, getting injuries quite a lot.
I think this is also where Chelsea can prove they're one of the biggest clubs in the world. I mean, they already are, I'd say, but... By pulling Haaland over Real Madrid, Man United, Man City, big clubs, it proves Chelsea's up there with the top dogs now. And we've got another new team on there. And Abramovich is fulfilling his role, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Chelsea have had an amazing season, and I think they could be at the top of their game for the next couple of years, because if you look at it, when Real Madrid kind of finished their era, it was like they were all relatively old. You had Ramos is 35. You had Ronaldo was quite old. He was in his 30s. And except this Chelsea team, 20 years old, 19, 21, 23, 24. And they're all very young. So if they manage to keep them in Chelsea and manage to keep everyone happy, they could really have an amazing next few years.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think that Mount's proven himself. I want to... And you guys side of this, Foden or Mount?
Yeah, I think Mount, personally.
Mason Mount, for sure.
Yeah.
Foden is an extremely strong player, but I don't think he's quite there yet.
I think they both have a lot to learn.
Yeah.
Mount has more experience at the top.
Mount is a little bit further along that line than Foden at this moment.
Did you guys see in the England game when he missed in the third minute, Foden? Oh, I hit the post.
Oh, that was an amazing strike.
Yeah, it was so close, but unfortunately.
Yeah, they both have a lot of natural talent.
Yeah, I mean, the two players, I think it's going to be a bit like Jude Bellingham and Jamal Musiala from Dortmund and Bayern. They're two amazing players at a relatively similar level, young age, and yeah, they're two immense players.
Musiala Bellingham, a new rivalry.
Yeah.
Arsenal, we've been trying to make moves. We've literally been linked with every player under the sun. I mean, we've got rid of Granit Xhaka, and many will be like, oh, he's not good. He's a bit of a dodgy guy, but bad player. I mean, you saw that moment against Palace when the fans were booing him. I was actually at that game. The fans were booing him, and
I feel bad for him.
I felt bad. I actually wasn't booing him. I'll tell you that.
Sure.
No, I wasn't.
Sure.
But it was. I mean, it wasn't the best way to react. But from all the abuse and hate he was getting, it was totally undeserved.
I don't even think he's that bad. He's just been had not had a good form lately, and I think. Yeah, I think he's good for him to move, get on to Roma, get on to.
Yeah.
I reckon Mourinho will really exploit his talent as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's under a new manager.
He's very good with defensive strategies and that.
Yeah, parking the bus.
That'll really help with Xhaka. He's a brilliant pivot. He actually got the most tackles and interceptions, like third most in the Prem. He's been brilliant this season.
Yeah.
And then that free kick against Chelsea, Leo surely remembers that one. So.
I think I've removed it from my memory.
Yeah, it's a brilliant free kick.
Yeah. Do you think Xhaka's going to play well in the Euros?
Switzerland drew their first game 1-0 with Wales. And Xhaka's the captain. He's a great leader on the pitch. But yeah. Switzerland just don't look like the unit they used to be a couple of years ago. All the players, Shaqiri's getting goals.
Yeah, I mean, he was an amazing player at Bayern. I think, you also have Fabian Schär, young guy. Manuel Akanji, young guy. I think Dortmund, am I right?
Yeah, he is at Dortmund. He's a good young centre-back.
Yeah, and then you have Zoma in goal.
Yeah.
Zachariah.
Yeah, Zachariah, immense player.
And also on FIFA as well.
Brilliant Bolo.
Yeah, I have him on my team.
Brilliant Bolo as well. He was the striker who scored.
He's amazing.
A lot of Mönchengladbach players, now once you think of it, Sommer, Sommer and Bolo, Zachariah, couple. We've got a good team chemistry in there.
Fabian Schär is...
Newcastle.
Yeah.
And then you've got some Dortmund players there as well.
I think it's just Akanji from Dortmund.
All right.
If I'm not wrong.
So, OT, would you like to take us into the outro?
Well, guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Sorry for the noise issues, and we'll see you in the next one.